Now, an artist turned curator at an art museum in Appleton are trying to change the visibility of underrepresented artists in the exhibition space. For its spring exhibition, the Trout Museum of Art chose Tiana Bowie to guest curate. She's a visual artist from Chicago and Milwaukee and holds a Master of Fine Arts degree from UW-Madison. She's also assistant professor and section chair of printmaking at the College for Creative Studies. Tiana, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about the exhibition, the title, and what you set out to do here.
Yeah, so in around like September of 2020, I was approached by Trout Museum just to realize an exhibition that would be responsive to what's going on in the climate today. And that's a really huge feat, right? And so I was like, actually, I would love to be a part of that experience. And so I was like, well, let's talk about what's going on and be transparent. And what are we looking for when we say inclusion and diversity? What are those? What does that mean? And so my first thought was marginalized, right? Who has been left out in society and who needs to have a place who needs to be on a pedestal right now, right? And so I thought about, we need to unravel structures in the world and we need to restructure them and then we need to reveal them and have that conversation. And that's where the title of the show came from. So, yeah.
Yeah, the title, Unraveled, Restructured, Revealed, Where Contemporary Art and Diverse Perspectives Intersect. So you've got your basic mission there, but you've got basically this blank canvas, in effect. How do you start to tackle this huge task?
Well, the benefit of being an artist and curating the show is that I've been on the other end of it for so long in my career that I was like, pretty much every artist is like, well, if I was curating the show, ... So for me, I was like, well, I'm getting this opportunity. Let me think about what isn't okay. If I want to be inclusive, I can't just think about people that I know. So I called people that I do know and said, send me a list of people that I don't know. And so it was like this kind of fun sending a list through Instagram, through email, just giving me a bunch of people that I know, don't know. And then I was like, well, I definitely want to have a major group show. I thought about a show with two or three people, but I was like, no, I think let's invite and include as many people as possible. And I was like, we have the space, right? And they were like, I think so. So I was like, okay. And I started out in my head thinking that I was going to invite 100 artists. And then it actually, I ended up inviting 85 artists and 61 responded. And I thought that was really beautiful odds and excellent that I'm like, I got that many people because I was like, well, we could ask for 100 and get zero. Right. So, and it was also, it's like in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of all this stuff, is it appropriate? And a lot of artists were like, I've been wanting to show at a museum. I've been waiting for this opportunity. And if now's not a good time, then when is? So that was a really, my response was overwhelming and exciting. So I was able to get the 61 and I was like, well, that's great. And I was at the last minute. I was still asking people to be a part of the show, by the way. Like, I was like, oh, I forgot about this artist. I see him on Instagram. Do you want to be want to be a part of this show? And they're like, yeah. So I kept going and I finally had to tell myself to stop.
Can you give us some of the flavor here and tell us about a couple of the artists, not all 61 probably, but let us know a couple of the people and what we'll see there.
Well, I think the beauty of this show is if I had to retitle it, it'll be 61 of my favorite artists, right? Because I was like that. The hard thing is asking is like pick a favorite. I'm like, they're all literally my favorite. I can't, but I will say things that stand out. That stand out in the sense of like, okay, people are surprised. I did go to the Trap Museum and was there people didn't know I was the curator, so it was funny to like listen to people in their response. But I think like Patrick Kwan, because his work is coming from, he's a Ghanaian artist. And so people are like, wow, I never really got to see an African artist work on display in Appleton, Wisconsin, really. And so that conversation of place and identity, and then it's here in this place in Wisconsin. So that was kind of fun to witness people respond. And let's see, I think about like, okay, so then there's the other cool thing is there's mom and son. So Frida High and her two sons are in the show. And that's pretty great when you have different generations. And Sabrina Nelson and her son, Mario Moore, and you're like, oh, wait, these artists came from someone who also was an artist. And when do they get to have shows at the same time? And this was their first time showing with their kids and with their mom, which I thought was pretty impressive and pretty and awesome. And why don't you get asked to show with your kids if you're all contemporary artists?
We're talking to Tiana Bowie. She is the curator. She's an artist herself and the curator of an exhibit at the Trout Museum of Art in Appleton. It's called Unraveled, Restructured, Revealed, where contemporary art and diverse perspectives intersect. And you've touched on this a little bit already, Tiana. Can you talk about the groups that are underrepresented in the art museums we might be familiar with and why it's important to highlight them?
Yeah, I think I immediately was thinking about the LGBTQ community, Latinx, anyone from the African diaspora, individuals who are dealing with immobility and visible and invisible disabilities, and what does that look like? And so when we were putting this show together, I had to think, you know, somebody asked me, was it hard to think of all the people? I said, no, not for me, because I have all these people in my life. It's like when your friends are diverse, it makes it easy. And of course, you're going to always be leaving somebody out or something out. So that's why I called on other people to say, what am I missing? You know. And so that was the fun challenge. But if having to include when you're in your own world all the time, you do have to stop and consider, who have I not thought about? And I think that was also pretty a fun experience, but a learning experience as well.
As you mentioned, this all happened during a pandemic. What kind of things did you do to make it accessible, even if people aren't willing to go in and see? What kind of things can we do online if we don't make it to the museum itself?
Yes, one of my first things was like, we have to make this a virtual exhibit, and not a virtual one where it's like the work is just static and it's sitting. I'm like, no, let's actually like let people as if they're walking through the actual museum. So we hired a guy named Josh Hintz who did an amazing job. And I told him, I was like, you're like the new consultant for virtual exhibitions in Wisconsin. He's been doing a lot of spaces and he had a really good time. He's like, this was by far my biggest space that I had to incorporate. So you can see it. There's on the URR Unravel Restructure Reveal website. There's a, and also through the Trout Museum website, there's a link. So you can click there and actually check out each floor. There's three floors. There's over 150 pieces of artwork. and so you can't be bored, which is exciting.
Yeah, that is a lot. And does this make you, I don't know, think about how to exhibit art in the future, maybe in the hopefully near-term future, even when there's not a pandemic? Do you think that should be a part of an art show, even if it doesn't need to be?
Absolutely. It's just like Zoom. Like, Zoom's going nowhere. Now school, like I'm a you know, college professor, and now we're thinking about courses should be accessible and online. Whether your school was a part of that or not, it's like, that's the thing. Like, what can we take from this moment that we could take with us and continue to think about visibility and accessibility? So for me, I'm like, absolutely, the virtual aspect is here to stay, and I'm excited about it. And speaking of like technology, I think another artist in the show, Noor Ballout, she has a piece, they have a piece where there's an OnlyFans connection. So I love this idea of implementing technology with art. And all right, you want to see this piece? You have to subscribe to my OnlyFans. That's so smart. And so I love that connection.
So looking at this, people can see this still for another couple months. It's up to May 23rd. We've got a link at wpr.org/centraltime. Do you hope that this makes museums rethink the way they do their own exhibits in the future and who the communities they're reaching out to, both to have their art there and to invite in to see it?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, we're all learning, right? The great thing is there is no one answer and you have to do it exactly this way, because where we're located is different from the next location. So it's really good to see what other museums are doing. What are the new best practices, right? Okay, well, let me take a piece of what that museum is doing. And does it fit our structure where we are? And the other way that we're going to be doing things is making sure that the artists get to speak. There are 61 artists. So of course, we don't, you know, how do you do that? So I'm actually doing Zoom conversations with the artist coming up. So that's going to be up and out there before the show comes down.
Now, again, you're an artist yourself going through this experience. Does this give you a taste for curating now? Do you want to do more things like this?
I'm open to it, but I will tell you one thing. It definitely gives me a taste for administration on the other side of the museum space. I think we think museums and we immediately think money. Oh, there's a lot of money and resources. And you go, actually, that's something we would museums would love to have unlimited budgets. And so I got to see it from the practical side of white. There's a budget, there's a cutoff. And we have to be strategic about that because there's so much more planning. And this one show isn't the only show. So how do you be strategic? So I learned a lot. And Trap Museum is so, the staff, the director, everybody's so awesome. And we all learned from each other. So it was a great experience.
We'll leave it there. Tiana, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Tiana Bowie is the guest curator for Appleton's Trout Museum of Art Spring Exhibition. We've been talking about her goals to showcase underrepresented artists. The exhibition is called Unraveled, Restructured, Revealed, where contemporary art and diverse perspectives intersect. The exhibition is running now. It lasts through May 23rd. As I mentioned, you can find a link with more info up on our website. It's at wpr.org/centraltime.